Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, September 15, 2020. A little ahead of myself. It's okay. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Amazon looking to hire 3,600 people for new jobs in Michigan. More signs that the economy is coming back, and in a moment we'll have more jobs to talk about here on the program. Number two, Unlock Michigan has rolled past 400,000 signatures, which means the citizens of Michigan will likely remove from Governor Whitmer the unfettered power of continuing to run the state all by herself with an iron fist. And number one, while the fight to open up continues, many universities, including Michigan State, are trying to order students to stay locked up in their rooms. And more than 30 sorority and frat houses plus rental houses also being told to shut their doors and quarantine by the health department in Ingham County. These folks do realize that college kids aren't filling up hospital beds and the virus is ubiquitous now in the environment, but this is what they're trying. The houses include 23 frat houses and sorority houses and 7 rental homes. New and ongoing COVID-19 outbreaks centered on college campuses across Michigan. And a few more in K-12 buildings. That, according to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and different data points being released, MSU has the most new cases, according to the state, 203. Ferris State and Big Rapids and Michigan Tech each have 28 cases. Michigan Tech has 25 cases centered at Greek Housing, 3 elsewhere. Saginaw Valley has a couple. Aquinas and East Grand Rapids has 3. Davenport has 6. But here's what's being ordered now. The Ingham County Health Department taking action, and some of the kids are saying it's far too late. We've been here for a month. Ordering 23 frats and sorority houses and 7 rental homes to quarantine. It's mandatory. And good luck with that. The Ingham County Health Department making the decision to quarantine the entire buildings after a spike in positive cases in East Lansing this month. The majority of all new cases are MSU students. All things are on the table in terms of what we need to do to stop this right now. Let's quarantine it is where it is. Let's get the numbers down. And if you come back out of a 14-day quarantine and go back to what's been going on for the last week or two, we will be right back here again, said Linda Vale, Ingham County Health Department officer. People under quarantine, here are the rules, cannot leave their homes unless they need medical care or necessities that cannot be delivered. And no one can visit unless they are providing an essential service necessary for the immediate health and safety of the resident. Yeah. Locked down. There it is. Not optional. You're locked in the house. You're locked in the house. And speaking of health, Triple E, Eastern Equine Encephalitis, has now been confirmed in 10 counties. Now talk about something that'll kill you. Eastern Equine Encephalitis is a potentially fatal mosquito-borne illness, and it kills lots of people it comes in contact with. It's been confirmed in 22 horses this year in Michigan. No human cases so far. Additional cases under investigation, according to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Twice as many animal cases as at the same time last year. Will 2020 just go away? There is a Triple E vaccine available for horses, but not for people. Last year, 10 people in Michigan were infected. 6 died. You heard me right. 60% fatality rate. As a preventative measure, the 10 counties with confirmed cases in 2020 have been selected to be sprayed Wednesday, tomorrow, September 16th. And you cannot opt out. The aerial spraying is scheduled for Barry, Clare, Ionia, Isabella, Jackson, Kent, Mecosta, Montcalm, Newaygo, and Oakland counties. People can be infected with Triple E from one bite of a mosquito carrying the virus. The virus has a 33% fatality rate in people who become ill. 1 in 3. People younger than 15 and over 50 are at the greatest risk of severe disease following infection. More than 25% of the nation's Triple E cases last year diagnosed in Michigan. And so keep in mind that this is serious. One in three dies as a general rule. 60% died last year. Signs of Triple E infection include the sudden onset of fever, chills, body and joint aches, which can progress to a severe encephalitis resulting in headache, disorientation, tremors, seizures, and paralysis. Anyone who thinks they might be experiencing these symptoms should contact a medical provider immediately. Permanent brain damage, coma, death, also possible in some cases. Last year, aerial spraying was proposed at the state health department, but it was met with swift and fierce backlash in southwest Michigan, where a majority of the cases were. Residents opted out in Kalamazoo County that the majority of the county was never sprayed. But yesterday, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development issued an emergency rule amending the standard of notification and participation for community pesticide applications. Under the emergency rule, mosquito control measures will be required for those areas that are identified by the aerial treatment plan, with exception of federal properties and tribal lands. The emergency rule outlines that normally a community mosquito control program takes weeks to provide notifications to residents and landowners in an impacted area, and follows additional time to establish a framework for individualized participation, but they have been suspended. Triple E can strike fast, and it can be deadly to humans and animals. MDARD fully supports the work and commitment of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to protect public health, which is why we have removed the obstacle that might have prevented them from taking action quickly. Again, the counties affected right now: Barry, Clare, Ionia, Isabella, Jackson, Kent, Mecosta, Montcalm, Newaygo, and Oakland counties. Of the 10 people infected last year, 6 died. Nothing to be trifled with. This is a serious killer. Aerial treatment is conducted by specialized aircraft, beginning in the early evening and continuing up until the following dawn. Treatment will be conducted using Maris 3.0, the same product used in 2019. So there you go. We're going to go to the triple the DDE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Robert checking in Lansing today on COVID. Robert, what's on your mind?
Was watching the coverage recently of the NFL start of their season and all the Black Lives Matter support and their celebrations, and was just wondering as I was watching that, what part of their locking arms all the way across the field was in compliance with any of these states' social distancing mandates?
Well, not one, Robert. Good point you've made there. Not one. There was no social distancing there, now was there? Robert, greatly appreciate the call for pointing out the obvious. Sometimes we miss it, but there it is for everybody to see. For those of you that need an investment advice, how about my guy, Craig Stiles and Ameriprise? I like my guy. You should like yours as well. Craig Stiles and Ameriprise can give you peace of mind in this turbulent times. Don't go it alone. Pick up the phone anywhere in Michigan, 517-483-4893. In fact, anywhere in the world, 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles is different. Ameriprise is different. You will appreciate the advice you get. 517-483-4893. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. And together, you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.